Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 177, 177. So we will do as we usually do, personalize Psalm 91, verse 9 and 10. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. What happened? There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. This is your portion. This is how you live today. 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 This is what you experience today. 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 This is it. Hallelujah. So now I have explained to you what the refuge is, what the habitation is, and I've gone into the new covenant to show you that you are not trying to be in the refuge, to be in the habitation, to be in the secret place, but you are fortunate, blessed that you were born there. You were born that way. Hallelujah. You are the new creation. Oh, you are the new creation. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. And so I quoted Colossians 2:8, where I explained the pleroma. Pleroma means that fullness, completeness. Now let me show you another side of the pleroma, and then I'll put a little disclaimer, because somebody will say, you mean that Moses, the one who needed to pray this, and we don't have to pray because we are there, we can just live there. To when you acknowledge it, you activate it. I don't know whether when we were kids, there was something that we used to call activator, and that activator, where you did your hair jerry curls, and your hair, you know, I'm an African, so I had kinky hair. So you did it, you put that the chemical into it, and then you got the curls. So we went but at a point the curls become, your hair becomes straight, and nobody can tell that it is curly. So you just added activator. When you put the activator in, the curls will now show. So I'm not saying that you just say, I'm in Christ, and that is all. Then there is no need to pray. There is no need to do anything. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you are securely secured. I'm saying that when you are saying it, you are not going to ask God, oh God, put me in this secret place. Oh God, please help me. Oh God, please, please, I have to be, please protect me, I beg you. You don't have to do that, because you were born in that secret place. You were recreated there. Do you understand? Good. So now let me end with the pleroma. The pleroma, interestingly, when I looked, I checked it up, talking about fullness. Now they talk about the fullness that is in a ship. You know, apparently, you know, I sit in planes, and in the plane, they just check weight and everything, and then you are going. But with a ship, if they have not reached the exact weight that the ship needs to move, the ship cannot move the exact weight. So the captain's weight, plus the sailors, plus the passengers, plus every baggage and things that they need to put in for the ship to move, if they do not get the exact thing, the ship cannot move. So to show you what God meant in talking about the fullness, that the exact fullness of Jesus is the exact fullness that was given to you. Oh, check Romans, Colossians 2:8 again. He says, for you were complete. The fullness that he had in the Godhead is the same fullness that is given to you. And that's why I say you are complete in him. You are full in him. Oh, praise God. Look at what he's done for us. And many of us will live on this earth and never utilize it, never know, and just die and go. But blessed, we are blessed that we can hear it today. So you are blessed in his fullness. You have it. Everything that God put in Christ, he has given to you so that you can enjoy it. You can live that way. You can, how are you going to live? You were even born that way. So it's not like you're going to beg God. No, you have it. You have it. You have it. You are secured in him. You are secured in him. He is your habitation. Hallelujah. And that is how you live. That is how you live. Today you are living there. You are living there, going without assurance. I was born in that place. It's just like a king. And you say that you are a prince. I was born in the palace. But others who are living outside will look at the palace and their eyes are filled with dreams. This dreamy eye looking at wishing, wanting. How can the prince also look at the palace and be wishing and wanting? Then there is something wrong. Seriously wrong. No wonder when the heir, H-E-I-R, is a child, then he can be under tutors. And the tutors can now govern his life. But when you come of age, you know what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. You're blessed, 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 blessed. You are in that secret place. You are secured in him. He is your habitation. You are in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. You are blessed to be a blessing. Bye.